Oh, अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणन्तिके। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्यतम गुरुपाद पद्म ओम विष्णुपाद सत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद सत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। Yesterday, we are explaining about bhakti, what is Uttama Bhakti, and in that connection I also spoke that it begins from its last fraction, from Shraddha, and it covers up to Madanakya Bhav of Radhika, very high. So, we were explaining about all these things, and in connection we also discussed what is Raganuga Bhakti, what is Vaidhi Bhakti. Especially, I told, now it is in Russian, especially Russians, all other also, they want only to practice Raganuga. They don't want to touch any limbs of Vaidhi Bhakti. And by this, they will very soon reach their goal. Manjari Bhav, very soon. Perhaps they are influenced by Babaji's of Radhakund. Anyone not knowing even to wash their latrine, they gave them Siddhade, and now you are Manjari. And what is the result? That almost all, not all, but almost all, they began to select any widow, and with them they used to practice what? Parakiya Bhav. Almost all. And they fall down. This is not good. We should be very careful for this. So, we told the symptoms of Raganuga Bhakti. What is the symptoms? Raganuga is very, very powerful than Vaidhi Bhakti. No control, but Rupa Goswami has told, seva sadhak rupena sadhya yatrahi janan chasya prishtam nijan samahitam. Then seva sadhak rupena siddha rupena chatrahi. And then he has told, shravan kirtano adini vaidhi bhakti uditani tu janyang jnani cha tan neva manishvi. What Rupanu Raganuga Vaishnava will do? Both by mind and by heart and by outer senses. Like Rupa Goswami, like other Goswami, they used to follow the limbs of bhakti, by the bhakti, which was favorable for bhakti, Raganuga, not all, which is favorable. And in heart, like Rupa Goswami, he was Rupa Manjari and serving Radha and Krishna conjugal like Manjaris. But outside, always practicing Vaidhi Bhakti Yoga, Vaidhi Bhakti, in which those who were favorable for Raganuga, not all, favorable. So, we must follow Rupa Goswami. Like, we should follow or not Ekadashi Vrata. For Agatmika, they may not follow or follow. But here in this world, Rupa Goswami, what do you used to do? Or Goswami, Ben Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he used to do?
Nanda Baba is to follow Ekadashi.
Nanda Baba also. Yashoda Maya also. Perhaps Krishna also, it may be. How we can reject Vaidhi Bhakti? We cannot reject. So, those who are favorable for Raganuga, we must accept them. That is why he has told, Savada, Savadot Kirtan Adini, Savan Kirtan Smaran Bandhan Pada Sevan Archan Bandhan Dasakat Manivedanam. And among them, Sadhu Sang Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Sravan Mathura Varsim Utte Saddhaya Sivan. All these. Vaidhi Bhakti Uditani Tu. Tu means, if you are doing Raganuga Bhakti, even you will have to follow these Vaidhi Bhakti limbs. So Manishi bhi, Narad, Manishi, and others, other Manishi bhi, they have told like so. So we should try to follow. Not that we should reject all limbs of Vaidhi Bhakti and we should be on the top. Then the result will be that he will be what?
Finished.
He'll fall down. I tell you a story of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Perhaps you know or not know. Very brilliant, sharp memory. He has two disciples, Ananta Vasudev and Sundarananda. They were serving Srila Prabhupada until Prabhupada was in this world. They were serving, controlled by Prabhupada, by the influence. But after departure of Prabhupada, they become some
independent.
Guideless. no one to control them. Anant Vasudev became the president of whole Gaudiya Math all over India. And then he took sannyas.
After
Prabhupada? Sannyas liya.
Prabhupada ke baad?
Prabhupada ke baad mein. After departure of Prabhupada, he took sannyas. But in the meantime, he and Sundarananda both began to think, Srila, our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, was not qualified to give Siddha Deha and no Manjari Bhav. Anywhere has he not told like this. Better to have any other Guru, and we should go there and take again Diksha, and then we should go on. And criticizing him in so many ways, they went to a Babaji of Navdeep and they took shelter and Siddha Bhav they took from him. And all the books of Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita, they took it all and put in the Ganges River, all. Very nonsense things. And then what became? As a result of that criticizing Gurudev and disobeying, lust came in their hearts and they could not check. Anant Vasudev married a lady and then he left sannyas and married her, and after that he went to Vrindavan to do bhajan, and there he was hosted in a Radharaman Goswami temple. And there after some time, his all property, all gold, who had taken from his disciples, that Goswami took everything. And he took all his books he has printed. And he expelled from his house. And then what became? He took poison and died. Anyhow, the disciples in the night, at once they took him and they gave samadhi. And what became of Sundarananda? In the last time he became totally mad. And he began to, he stole like this. So, we should be very careful for this. If anyone hearing all this Harikatha that we are telling, in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told, वासुदेवे भगवती भक्ति योगा प्रयोजिता जनत आसु वैराग्यं ज्ञानं च यदहेतुकम्. इफ एनीवन विल हियर वेरी केयरफुल श्रीमद् भागवतम देन वेरी सून आसु वेरी सून वैराग्य and all kinds of knowledge, detachment from whole world, all vishaya, senses. And it must come, it is bound to come. Because he will hear what? Puranjan Upakhyan. He will hear Pururva and Urvasi Upakhyan. he will hear or read Uddhav Krishna or Uddhav Sambhad. In that, he will hear Avadhut Upakhyan, that is 24 Guru, Dattatreya. And what he has told, he must be detached from whole world. If a brahmachari will hear, he will attach, at once be detached. He will never marry again. And those who are grihastha, they will be in grihastha and follow grihastha line, but they will be detached. Like Maharaj Janak, like Srivas Pandit, like Pancho Pandav, Maharaj Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev and Maharani Draupadi. They used to love each other so much. But why? Krishna was in center. Yudhishthir Maharaj used to have fully, he has given his heart to Krishna. And he saw that Bhim has also died. And Arjun more. And Draupadi more. Krishna is controlled by Draupadi. So they have loved each other. And when Krishna passed away from this world, Maharaj Yudhishthir became nirmam nishthur.
Became very cruel hearted. Detached, completely detached.
And he left his kingdom, everything, and he ran towards Himalaya, not looking even Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev and Draupadi. Hairs like mad persons. And Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev, also they followed him. And Draupadi saw that they are not looking after me and they are going. Then she left her body. So, a grihastha should be like them, like Srivas Pandit. Oh, Nagar Sankirtan was going on, and outside locked. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing and dancing so much. But at that day, Mahaprabhu is telling that, oh, no inspiration coming to dance and sing. Why? What is the fact? Anyone told in his ear, oh, today just the son of Srivas Pandit has died. And all were weeping, but Srivas Pandit silently went there and told, if you will cry and weep, then I will go to Ganges and I will give up my life. So, better you should not kill, don't disturb Mahaprabhu Kirtan. Oh, this is Grihastha Jivan.
There are four brothers, only one child. No other child.
And then what happened, you know, Mahaprabhu heard, at once came and told, oh, why you are sleeping? Oh,
get up.
And he, oh, why you left this place? Oh, and where I am better? Mahaprabhu told their father Srivas Pandit and mother, oh, who is who father, who sons? I have become so many times his father. I don't realize who is Srivas Pandit. Where I am better. I am there serving Krishna. I am with Sadhu Sangha always. So I don't want to return. Please give me order that I should go.
So Mahaprabhu is here and all.
And then Mahaprabhu told Srivas Pandit, what do you want? And his wife, oh, it is better where he is better.
So Mahaprabhu is present here, he'll all associate. What better association he can get other place?
So, a grihastha should be like that. And brahmachari hearing, then Sukadeva Goswami brahmachari from birth elect. Don't think that I have married only this, I have human life only the first time. Lakhs and lakhs, millions time you have enjoyed all these sex things. And again, like worm of stool, again you are going to them. Like in India, hawks
and dogs.
If anyone is making stool, they will come and if anyone
stone
with them, even they will come and take that stool. And we are like that. So Srimad Bhagavat again and again it is telling. And for sannyasi, strictly restricted. He should not go in any other way. By very fortunate, I have received this sannyas. I should always enjoy Krishna past sweet past times. How beautiful. So he will not fall down. That is why and all kinds of knowledge will come. Satang prasangam mama birja sambhidam bhavantarita karna rasayana katha tajosana tayasu apabargva vartmani shraddharati anukramishyati. Oh, if you are doing nothing, sthane sthita, where you are brahmachari, grihastha, sannyasi, or in your ashram you are, or if you are anywhere with any devotee and hearing Hari Katha, how do pranam to that place? Do pranam to all audience? Do pranam who has managing? And do pranam especially to Bhakta who is Vyas there. And hear Hari Katha, sweet pastimes of Krishna. Very, very powerful. And then very soon sadhan bhakti will come in your heart, then bhav bhakti and then prema bhakti. Tasmin mahan mukharita madhubhi charitra piyush ashesh parita sarita shramanti taje pivanti gaadh karana tannash pisate tidmo bhodvan. If anyone is hearing or sinking in the river coming from where? From the mouth of high class of Vaishnava, like Ganges coming, no break of a stream, and he is hearing with God Karna, with
deep attachment,
and very, very carefully. Very soon he will have bhakti, prema bhakti. And no shok, bhaya, moh, khuda, pipasa, nothing will come. So everywhere glorification of this sadhu sangha and Hari Katha has been told. But one thing more. Dharma sunishchitam punsang visvakshenu katha suja Notpadya Jatiratin Sramai Vahi Kevalam. If you are doing chanting, remembering also, doing other limbs of bhakti, but you have no taste in hearing Hari Katha, very sweet and powerful Hari Katha, then after some time you will see you have no taste in kirtan and other things. And thus you can go down. So, anyone, whether he is attacked by so many anarth, but even he has taste in Hari Katha, he will be saved and he will be very high class of devotee. Then, one thing. One thing about Raganuga Vaidhi Bhakti, that all Raganuga cannot be Rupanuga, but all Rupanuga must be Raganuga. So in Raganuga, Rupanuga are most high class. Very high class. And what is Rupanuga? He has written himself in Bhakti Sami Sindhu, Shant, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya. He has written. And he has touched Madhur. Not
elaborate.
He has written himself. And in Ujjwal Nandmani, only for special devotees, it has been written. So if anyone following Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, then he, whether he is Rupanuga or not, he is not Rupanuga. If he is also following Ujjwal Nandmani, Sakya Vatsalya Madhur, especially Madhur. But not following the mood of Rupa Goswami, what his mood was, then he is not Rupanuga. He may be Raganuga. This is the specialty of Rupa Goswami. Like outside from very high class of associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired in him all ocean of rush. And he told others, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitachar, Sivas Pandit, others, no? Raya Ramananda, Swarup Damodar. Oh, please inspire him so that he can give world my mission. So, Rupa has some special considerations. So, Rupanu and Raganu, there is some difference. Now, after this, we have no time, so I wanted to tell about whole sweet pastimes of Krishna. So, I think it will be better that Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. If Guru Nishtha is second, then everything is God. You cannot attain bhakti. In these connections, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Narad and Vyasadeva Upakhyan has been told. So, I think it will be better. Ban Maharaj will go tomorrow, so he should speak about Narad and Vyas and Narad Charitra.
Gainanyanasalakaya Chakshunmitam jena tasmai sriguravino Vanchakalpagrivascha kripa sindhupivacha Pridanam bhavane bhuvaisnave punamono. First of all, I offer my humble, respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Guru Pad Padma Nityurila Prishtam Vishnu Pad Ashtatara Satsasin Srimadhu Vedanta Sri Ramana Goswami Maharaj and Om Vishnu Pad Paripraja Charge Vajra Thirandri Sami Smadhu Bhakti Vedanta Sranan Goswami Maharaj and all Sanasi Brinda, Uttanchari Brinda, Vaishnava Brinda, Matri Brinda. I am also presented all my respectful guests. Gurudev ordered me to discuss about the conversation between Narad and Vyas. That's called Vyas Narad Samvad. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, the conversation between Sutta Goswami and Sanukadi Rishi. Sanukadi Rishi, they also asked Sutta Goswami, how did Srimad Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam manifested in this Kali Yuga? So that time, Sutta Goswami discussed about Narad Vyasasamvad.
He telling louder. Go on.
Narad Vyasasamvad, this is very important. Vyasadev Goswami, he was the 27th avatar. And he manifested first Vedas. And he divided four types of Vedas, Rig, Sam, Jaju, and Atharva. But very difficult to understand these Vedas. Very complicated. Not general people could understand these Vedas. Then he also manifested Puranas, a Upanishad. 11,000.
Brahma Sutra.
Vedas, then Brahma
Essence of all the Vedas. That Brahma Sutra is. But it was also very.
And this Brahma Sutra also very complicated, not very easy to understand. Athato Brahma Jigyasa Shastra Janitvat. Very difficult to understand this small, this quotation, these things. Not so easy to understand. 545 sutras he manifested. But this is very difficult to understand. Then he also again manifested, that is called the Upanishad. 11,080 Upanishad. But prominent Upanishad, 18th Upanishad, Ninth Upanishad prominent. Kathak, Keno, Mandukka, Mandubad, or Chandok Upanishad. In this.
Don't elaborate.
So then he, also very difficult to understand the internal meaning of this person. Then he also manifested the Puranas, Asattik, Rajasik and Tamasik Puranas. In this way, he discussed all these things.
Also he did Mahabharata.
And also Pancham Vedam, Mahabharatam, Itihasam, Pancham Vedanam, Pancham Vedam, fifth Vedas, that's called Itihas, that's called Mahabharatam. But still, his mind is very disturbed. One day, he was sitting in Samak Prayas on the bank of the river of Saraswati. He could not find out the disturbance of his mind. Gurudev in this context explained, as like the patient, rogi, patient himself cannot recognize his own
disease.
So he had to go to the doctor. Then doctor will diagnose his disease and will give the best medicine. In the same way, Vyasadev, his mind was very disturbed. He was thinking, what is the cause of the disturbance of his mind? In the meantime, Narad Rishi arrived. That is called Sadguru. Kono bhagye kono jibir saddha jodi hoy, tabe sai jib sadhu sanga karai. Brahmanda bhramite kono bhagwan jib Guru Krishna prasade pai bhakti lata abhis. Who has extreme Sukriti, then he will get association of high class, bona fide, exalted guru. So in this way, Narad Rishi, he arrived. Then Vyasadev, he stood up his asana. Just now when Gurudev is coming, all the devotees, they also stood up and also do Guru Puja, Vyasa Puja. In the same way, Narad Vyasadev, he also worshipped his lotus feet. And when Narad Rishi seated in his asana, then Vyasadev sit down in it. And that day Narad Rishi spontaneously, he told, hey Vyasadev, I know the cause of disturbance of your mind. That means those are Sadguru. he knows the heart of his disciple. That is called Sadguru, that is called Trikalabdha. That means he knows present, past and future. He knows everything. Because Gurudev, he is non-difference from Lord. Saksa Vritana Sastra Sastri Ruktastava Bhadaiva Sadvi Kintu Prabhurya Priyavatasya Bande Gurasi Charanarabhinna Acharyamang Vijayanata Aunne Kahichet. Many shlokas also discussing Sadguru. So in this way Naradji told, hey Vasudev, I know the cause of disturbance of your mind because you manifested many Ved, Puran, Upanishad and especially Puranas. Those who are reading and hearing this grantha and their mind completely what? Confused. All the audience, they confused. What is the absolute truth? That means you did not clearly explain in your grantha books who is the supreme personality of Godhead, who is Sang Bhagavan. If you read Vishnu Puran, you see Vishnu, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. If you read Kurma Puran, Kurmadev, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. Who is the supreme personality of Godhead? There are many. Who is he? So he did not come. So every audience, their mind completely what? Confused. Who is the supreme Bhagavan? Sang Bhagavan. Who is that? Even Ramchandra, he is Sang Bhagavan or not? Even in this way. So, and then another things in your Puranas, you explain the four things: dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. That time Vasudev is Narada Rishi. He quoted one verse. Very nice. Jatha dharma dayascha muni varjana kirtita na tatha vasudeva mahimanu vartita. Narada Rishi told, hey Vasudev, though you explain about the dharma, artha and kama moksha in the different your grantha books, but what is that dharma? Vasudeva katha ruchi. If you perform the varnashram dharma, but if you not following, not perform bhajan and sadhan, that varnashram dharma is your useless. Chaitanya Chaitanya Krishna Das very clearly. Chari varanashrami jadi Krishna nahi bhaje sasa karma karite sahi rourave padi mori maje. Even those who are following all the rules and regulations of the society, varna and ashram dharma, but if you not following, if not performing bhajan and sadhan, their varnashram dharma is useless. Rourave padi maje, you will go in hell. Very clearly explain this varnashram. So this varna ashram dharma, you explain in this way. Another dharma, artha, economical development. Now what was all they are thinking? How we develop the economy? Artha, dharma, artha, kama, sense gratifications. You are explained in this way. That is called dana punna. Then you will go heaven, circle up, and you enjoy more and more sense gratifications. This is called the artha. Moksha, mukti, vasana. These are two. Liberation, mukti, vasana. But this is not the goal, supreme goal of the living entities. So this is all. And other things, though you discuss Krishna Lila Charit Katha, different your Puranas, and Garga Sanhita, very nice, beautiful, also Krishna Lila Charit Katha, but you will be not in sequence, not in stage by stage. These things you did not explain. And another things, you do not clearly explain what is our supreme goal. For this way. Then Vasudev told what to do now. Then Narada Rishi told, listen.
He told also, have you told in that Vatsalya Yashodam I banded him?
You also discuss this is Puranas, this is Krishna Lila Charit Katha. Did you describe how did mother Yashoda bind Krishna, who is the supreme personality of Godhead? Oh, I did not.
No, I don't know Gurudev.
I don't know Gurudev. How to this? Then again, Krishna, how did he also perform his sakharas? Relish the sakharas. Did you describe? No, I did not. Then, even your
Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he performed the sweet Rasa Lila. And not only this, how the because Shastras are saying all Ved Puranas will describe. This is the general, these things, all the devotees, they are searching to Lord. This is the general. And like Dhruva, Prahlad, they are searching to Lord, Bhagavad Kosh. They are doing these things. But you, why you did not explain? Lord with his prem, even love, he is searching his high class devotee. Vanam vanantaram, Sukhdev Goswami Pad, very clearly explained Krishna, he used to go herding the cows, one forest to another forest, means his what? Krishna, he is running behind the Braj Gopis. And Krishna is crying for them. And if you also you did not explain, na parham nirvatam samjitam sa sadhu pipta vivadhaya sa puma jada jama durjana vissang vischa prati jatu sadhuna. This thing you should explain. This is the prem. Even you were not explaining, they have Krishna, have the high class devotees as such as Uddhav, how to glorify about the lotus feet of gopis. Very nice, beautiful, these things. Venugit, Brahmargit, Ras Gita. This is the topmost things. You did not explain these things. This is the topmost things. Where the prem is going. Just yesterday, Gurudev told, Sabdhatu, Madhraka, Mahabhav. Are these things? So these things you did not explain. So you should explain these things. Then Vasudev, he told Gurudev, how will I realize these things? Then Vasudev, he told, it is simple. Karma, goal, gyan, jog, tapasya, by the performing of karma, gyan, and jog, and tapasya, austerities, you cannot realize this Krishna Lila. You manifest the Srimad Bhagavatam, latest Puranam, Srimad Bhagavatam. But how will I manifest the latest Puranam, Srimad Bhagavatam? Then Naradji quoted one word. Bhakti, bhakti, jogena manasi, sammaka pranite amale, apasat purusam purana, mayancha tatapasraya. It's nice, beautiful, this flow. Bhakti, jogena, only by the performing of honorary devotional service to Lord, Guru and Krishna. Bhakti, jogena manasi, sammaka pranite amale, apasat purusam Krishna. By the power of Bhakti Yoga, Vasudev, he direct saw Krishna's all beautiful pastimes. Sammaka pranite amale apasat purusam purna.
He went in Samadhi, and in Samadhi he saw everything as if any fruit is keeping here, and he sees all the pastimes from beginning to end.
He saw this Leela, everything, so Bhakti, Yoga, Manasamudde, Purna Purush, when Krishna is Purna Purush? Purna Purush Krishna, which is called the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. So when he remains with Srimati Radhika, Same Ramanam Sundar Tavarishta Sundar Javahita Samasta Jagad Janasa Samasa Bhavadatam Kadaham Tamam Indravam Bharam Bharam Bhajam. Prabhu Goswami Pad very clearly explained these things. Who is called Purna Purush Krishna? When is Krishna Purna Purush? A Purna Purush Krishna, then his incarnations are coming. Narayan to others, that will open. A Purna Purush Krishna, when Krishna remains with his internal potency, Sarva Shakti Sarvini, Srimati Radhika, Mahabhava Sarvini, Srimati Radhika, and he, Krishna, completely manifested his Purnatas, completely formed in Rasa dance with Srimati Radhika, this thing. So, in this way, Vasudev, he realized this thing. And then he went, then he also clearly explained these things. The Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, he explained very clearly the Krishna. Krishna, eta chansa kalapumsa, Krishna tu Bhagavan Sayam. Clear, it's a Sayam Bhagavan. Many sampradayas, they also argued. They know Ramchandra is Sayam Bhagavan, that will be one. But he has greatest Puranam Srimad Bhagavatam. Gives evidence, Krishna tu Sayam Bhagavan. Eta chansa kalapumsa. That means Vasudev explained the other incarnation. Then last he also explained, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and Swayam Bhagavan is the principle. Then your dharma, artha, kama, moksha, this is not our aim and object. Our object only, what is called, Gopipe.
He also saw that jiva is superior than Maya, but even entangled in Maya.
Yes. How the jivas? Even he saw the Maya. Maya is upasrita. That means durasrita. Maya, she remains very far away from Krishna. Jaha Krishna taha nahi Maya randakar. Where is Krishna? There is no Maya. Maya, she is very far away. Viracya manaya. Srimad Bhagavatam very clearly explained. Maya, she is very shy and she remains very far away from Krishna. But to Vasudev, he also saw these things with his samadhi dasa. Samadhi stage. How the jivas entangled by the Maya and how jivas also will become free from Maya. These things also. How will become free from Maya? Definitely. This thing also discussed in 11th canto, Navajagandra Sangvad. What is called? Guru Devata? In this room, Guru Devata Atma, when once you completely surrender lotus feet of bona fide Guru, that is called Vikrita Pasu, sold out
animal.
When we will be completely surrender lotus feet of Gurudev, then we will be able to practice the unalloyed bhushan service to Lord. This thing Vasudev very clearly explained, and he also very sequentially. These things, Krishna, Lila, everything this way. And in this way, Srimad Bhagavatam manifested. And shall we be
very good. Now, Vasudev saw in his trunks, and then those who are ajanata don't know all these things. They are ignorant. For them, what he saw in his trunks, he wrote down. First it was in Chatushloki Bhagavat. Narayan has given to Brahma. Brahma has given to Narad, and Brahma told Narad, elaborate it. He told it to Vyas, and he told Vyas again, you should elaborate. And then how he was elaborated, he has told. Then he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who don't know, ignorant, they are attached to worldly, all these things. Lokasya ajanuto vidvan shakri sarsvata sanghitayam. Like this. And then he called his son Baitrik, Sukadeva Goswami, who was detached from worldly things from birth. And then he taught him all Srimad Bhagavatam. And then how Parikshit, being a very powerful king, he can also check the influence of Kali. But how, anyhow, a cause came from a Brahmin that after 7 days you will be bitten by a takshak, by a snake, very poisonous, and you will die. Why? Parikshit Maharaj, so very pious, religious person. He was Brahman Bhakta, Rishi Bhakta, very powerful king. Why he did so? Oh, by the wish of Krishna. By yoga maya influenced he did. He cannot do, never, a person like him. He cannot insult a Brahmin like Samikrishi. But he did. It means, by he is so lucky that Krishna is Krishna has saved him in the womb of her mother, his mother. And now he wants that Srimad Bhagavat should come through him. These glorious things will be on his head. So to give them this glory by the influence of Krishna, Yogamaya, he insulted that Brahmin. And he told that after 6-7 days, his son told, after 7 days, a snake will come and bite and you will die. At once he gave up his kingdom, everything, and he, Ansan Bratliya, Ansan?
Fasting until death.
Not drinking water, not Latin, no urine, pass, nothing. And in the meantime, from whole world, all the great rishis, maharshis, like Narad, Vyas, Gautam, Vasishta, so many high exalted devotees, at once came. How they came? There was no
telephone.
Nothing, no computer, nothing. But they knew all these things. At once they came. And in the meantime, Sukadeva Goswami also came. All gave him honor. He was quite naked. Very beautiful, young. Ladies were saying that, he is a mad person. And they will give him dust on his body. And boys giving him some stones on his body. And when he came nearer, and all council stood up and honored him, they run away from there. And then Parikshit Maharaj asked, what is the aim and object of the life? How anyone can be happy? Please tell me. Anyone is going to die just now in a moment. He is ready to die. What he should do at once? And those who will die tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 1 year, after 10 years, after 100 years, after 200 years, what they should do? This was main two questions. And after that he also asked about more than 12 questions. And what Sukadeva Goswami answered and what Parikshit Maharaj asked, this is Bhagavatam. Why Krishna appeared in this world? What was the reason? Not only one reason. So many reasons. First, so many kings in Treta Yuga, like Ravan and his associates, Daitya Dano, they were killed in that battle. All the demons became very powerful Kshatriya Raja. And they were doing so many things that they were burden of earth. So earth requested Brahma, and Brahma with Shankar and all demigods went to Kshirsagar. And they prayed, Prabhu, you should come. And a aerial voice came, my Prabhu knows all. Kshirabdasai Vishnu told that my Prabhu, his Prabhu means Krishna himself, knows this. Very soon he will descend to this world. All the demigods with their wives, they should go to Gokul. They should take birth to serve Krishna and to serve Radhika. And then all the demigods with Brahma, they returned back. and for this reason, to fulfill the desire of all demigods and to take the burden of earth. And that is jada jada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyam paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya to duskritam dharma santhapnarthaya sambhavami. This was also reason. And you know that once Narad was going anywhere and he saw in a Mansarovar some aspara with son of Kubair, Nalkubar Manigriv, naked, they were playing in, enjoying in a pond. Narad was going by side, all the ladies came out of the pond and they took their clothes and did pranam to Narad. But that poor drunkards, they did not. They began to abuse that girls and also to Narad. Why he has come in this side? There were so many ways he should have gone. Oh Narad, now you have become like trees. Oh, at once you should become tree. Then they began to at once become a tree. Then they were praying, oh Prabhu, we have done offense. Please excuse us. Oh, what I have told, you will be in Dwapar Yug, in the last of Dwapar Yug, you will be tree and Krishna will descend in this world and he will touch you and you will have. For this, also, Satyam Abhidhatam Nija Bhakta Bhasitam. What? Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Sanat Kumar has told, they have caused Jai Vijay. Oh, for three
lifetime,
you should go to world and be Daitya Dano. Then they became first Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksh, then Raman, Kumbhakarna, and then Shishupal Dattva. So Satyam Abhidham, to follow, to do satya through the words of that munis. Oh, Putana, in his previous jnm, he was, previous birth, she was the daughter of Bali Maharaja Ratnamala. When she saw that Baman Maharaj came, Baman Dev came in the council, oh, seeing his beauty, he thought, oh, if he would have been my son, very good. But when he became Trivikram and took his whole kingdom, even himself, and he binded him in
snake rope,
then, oh, if he will be my son, I will give him poison. Oh, to Satyam Abhidhatum. For this reason, he also, that Putana became, Ratnamala became Putana, and he was going to kill Krishna by poison in the disguise of a mother. Krishna told, oh, you have come like mother? Oh, he get that gati. You know that Devaki has six more sons before Krishna and Baldev. For them also, big history. Also, Krishna descended to do Aishwarya and Madhurjamai sweet pastime, so that forever all will hear these sweet pastimes and be liberated and will have Krishna prem easily. For this, you know, Dandakaran Nivasi, Rishi, they were thinking to how we can have big gopi for that move. and they saw Ramchandra and they prayed, and by his mercy they became Dandakaranyavasi gopi who were doing Katyayani Vrata. So for them he came. Also Janakpuri, all the princes of, they wanted to marry with Ram, and then Ram told that, oh, in Krishna Lila you will be gopi and there I will fulfill. All this Swarna Sita,
golden
Sita, each year Ram used to make them, and they used to become like real.
Alive.
But they wanted to be with Ram. Oh, he told that, oh, in Krishna Lila you should be gopi. Also to show, Nanda kim akarot Brahman, say o you Mahodayam, Jasodata,
Mahabhaga papo jasastanam.
Or to show this world that in the avatar of Ram, no one can bind him. Mother Kausalya could not. Father died. And here Yashoda. Though Krishna was Supreme Lord, very powerful, but he banded him. No history, not anywhere written. You know that Krishna has come to establish the glory more than Dwarka queens to establish. Anyone should not think that, oh, like Sri Sampradaya, they are quarreling with our Sampradaya in Galtagaddi of Jaipur. And Baldev Prabhu went there and defeated. They were telling that Rukmini can come with Krishna. How this Radhika will come? And he cut all argument. Then told this is, have you Brahma Sutra?
Commentary?
Oh, we have not. We think that Srimad Bhagavati itself the commentary of Brahma Sutra. Oh, we want to see. And in one night, Gobind told that I am telling you should read. And then it is Govinda Bhashya. So, to establish this also. Also, you know, anayaradito nunam, napareham nirvadya sanjujang. To establish the glories of gopis. I cannot repay you. For thousand and thousand of births, I cannot. So please be satisfied by your good qualities. So established. And more than anayaradito nunang bhagavan haririshwara janno bihaya govinda. To establish that Dochandravali and other Lalita, Vishakha, Shyamla, so many. But Radhika is superior to establish all these things. Also anugrahaya bhutanam. Manusim deham asri bhajate tadrishi kida jasutva tarpare. That I'm doing, if I will do, I will take my all sweet pastimes from Golok Vrindavan here in this world. This Vrindavan, Bhaum Vrindavan. Then all will hear, so many will see, so many will hear. If anyone is, jodi Krishna ke viruddhi bhi hai.
Opposite to Krishna. Opposing to Krishna.
Bahirmukh is his Bahirmukh. Even they will be Sanmukh. If anyone is Premi, then he will go to Lok Vrindavan. So from different kinds of devotees to fulfill their desire, he came also. If even anyone will hear, bhajate tadrishi kida, what he has done, always remembering, then very soon he will have Krishna prem. Bikriditam brajvad bhajya idan chabishno suriyat anupsadhaya atayir barniyetja bhaktim param bhagavatim. First by hearing, by saddha, hearing all these sweet pastimes of Krishna, especially this Ras Leela, then he will have first calm. What calm? Oh, that Krishna kama nuga bhakti. And then calm will go away. What calm? Lust and all this will go. Dhira, those who have a strong belief that by hearing all first bhakti will come and lust will go away. Oh, they are dhir. And they don't believe in this. Oh, first anarth should go away and then we will hear. Then this is offense. So for so many reasons he came. Now, how Krishna took birth in this world? In Mathura and in
Gokul.
And how he reached to Gokul? Peter one kirtan. Where is Sudevi? From other day you should sit nearby.
Sarvabhauma
ache. Kaun sir?
One day walking, Livelong Road, we meet Saptan.
Where he is?
Sarvabhauma here. Sarvabhauma.
You have your...
Yes.
Yes. Anish hai? Kotha hai? Abar jabe aante hai na ki? Oh.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, So first of all, I offer my millions of obeisances, lotus feet of Gurudev, to present Vaishnava sannyasis, also ladies and gentlemen, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. So Gurudev has given me some instruction to discuss the appearance of...
Come here.
Don't fear.
But
so Gurudev has ordered me to speak about the appearance of Krishna. So Srimad Bhagavatam in 10th canto, after describing the appearance of the other incarnations of Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami, in order to please Parikshit Maharaj, began descriptions of the appearance of the Supreme Lord. Already Gurudev has described some of the reasons, but anugrahaya bhaktanam manusam deyam asritam bhajate tadisa kritva srutva yat tat parobhavet. But one of the main reasons is by hearing these pastimes, then the mind of the devotee will become very, very fixed on the Lord, and bhajan will be possible. So the appearance of Krishna is also shrouded in mystery in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Guru Maharaj says that something very beautiful should not be revealed openly. Just like a lady, when she wears a very fine cloth, she appears even more attractive. In the same way, the appearance of Krishna is not completely directly described, but Sukadev Goswami has given in a hidden way. But who can see? Because the Srimad Bhagavatam is the Paramahamsa Samhitam. It is only understood by the pure Vaishnavas who are free from material contamination. Therefore, in order to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, by your independent reading, you will not be successful. Therefore, Sri Swarup Damodara Goswami has said, Yaha Bhagavata Pare Vaishnavarastani, Akanta Asraya Kore Sri Chaitanya Charani. If you want to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, then you have to sit at the feet of a Vaishnava who has taken complete shelter of the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then you can understand. So what I've heard from Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, I'll try to my utmost to try to repeat that thing. So we've already heard that Brahma went to the shore, the Kiradaksai, went to the shore of the Kirsaga, and there he prayed to Bhagavan. There a voice appeared in the heart of Lord Brahma from Kiradaksai Vishnu. Soon, my Prabhu, means my Lord, from whom even I come from, will appear on the earth planet at the beginning or at the end of Dwapara Yuga. Therefore, Brahma was ordered all the demigods should appear in Nandagokul and also in Mathura in order to facilitate the pastimes of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's Guru Jana means his superiors, like his mother and father, his teachers, etc., they appeared first in this material world. So we should not think that Goloka Vrindavan descends to this world. No. Braja Vrindavan is always present in this material world. Sometimes it manifests, sometimes it unmanifests, according to the desire of the Lord. So Kams Maharaj, he was a big Rakshas demon. Therefore, on the day of the marriage of his sister, Devaki, he was so happy at the marriage of his sister, he was driving the chariot and very pleased. Who would not be pleased on the marriage of the sister? That time a voice came from heaven. Foolish Kamsa, you don't know that the eighth child of your sister will be the cause of your death. Then Kamsa began shaking. Where there's no smoke, there's fire. A stitch in time saves nine. Therefore he took his sword and went to take off the head of his sister. That time Vasudev Maharaj, he prayed, O Kams, don't be foolish. She will not be the cause of your death. The eighth child will be the cause of your death. But Kamsa was still determined to put Devaki to death. Therefore, Vasudev Maharaj promised, don't be fear, I promise, as each child is born to you, I will deliver him to you, therefore there is no need for you to kill. Why on such an auspicious day you will perform an inauspicious act by killing your daughter, your own sister? Therefore, Kamsa Maharaj was pacified. When the first child appeared from the womb of Devaki, then Vasudev Maharaj, in order to fulfill his promise, he gave the first child to Kams Maharaj. Then Kams, he felt some affection for his nephew. He returned it back. But then Narad became worried. Narad wanted to make sure that Kams made as many and many offenses as possible. They would make sure that he was finished and also would quickly bring the descent of the Lord. Just like when a cup becomes more and more water, and then it overflows, Narad wanted that Kamsa should quickly finish himself. Therefore, Narad Muni came to Kams Maharaj and said, Kams Maharaj said, welcome Gurudev. Because Narad Muni was such a Vaishnava, he knew Kams is one of the main pivots of Krishna Lila. Therefore, even Narad Muni used to go to visit him. And Sri Narad Muni's mind was so generous, even demons like Kamsa used to worship him. Therefore, Kamsa Maharaj said, "Oh, welcome Gurudev." He said, "Welcome me after. I am very hungry. Please bring me some sweets. 8 pieces of peda, one famous mature sweet." Then he brought 8 pieces. Then Narad Muni said, "Give me the 8th one." Then Kamsa said, "How do I know which one is the 8th one?" In the same way Narad said, "The demigods are very tricky. How do you know which is the 8th son of Devaki?" And without explaining, he disappeared. Then Kamsa could understand, yes, the demigods are maybe tricky. Maybe they begin counting from 6. 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Therefore, I better take care. Therefore, he took that child and dashed it upon the stone and killed it. Then he put Vasudeva and Devaki in the jail and began torturing them. And as one child was born, one after another, then Kams killed them. It described, even though they were the brothers of the Supreme Lord, because in their previous life they had made offense to Lord Brahma, when Brahma was chasing behind his daughter. That time the 6 sons of Marichi were laughing. "Ha! How shameless fellow." But Lord Brahma is not an ordinary soul. He is liberated. He is pure devotee. Therefore, this was some instruction. One should not sit on the seat, the same seat as one's own mother or sister, because one may be attracted by sex desire. Therefore, they made offense and were cursed to be killed by their own uncle.
One father.
Comes kill them.
And yes.
Anyway.
Go on.
So, the 6 sons of Marich were killed, the 6 sons of Vasudeva Maharaj were killed. Then appeared the 7th child in the womb of Devaki Mata. Therefore, Bhagavatam describes that this was a miscarriage. But really, Guru Maharaj describes also, this was not a miscarriage. That Balaram, situated in Mathura, Vasudev Nandan, who appeared in the womb of Devaki, he stayed there for eight months. Then at the end of 8 months, that partial expansion of Balaram, who was there in Mathura, by the influence of Yogamaya, he was transformed into the womb of Rohini in Gokul. And there he stayed another 10 months in the womb. Therefore, Bhagavatam described it was a miscarriage, but actually it was not a miscarriage. The partial expansion of Balaram in Mathura transferred himself and merged in the womb with the original Rohini Nandan situated in Nandagokul. Then came the 8th child. Of course, Kams, being very fortunate, he was one of the first persons to know that Krishna would appear in this world. Therefore, he was constantly absorbed in thought, "The Supreme Lord will kill me, the Supreme Lord will kill me." Therefore, he achieved perfection by thinking of the Lord out of fear. Kamat boya dvayas na yata bhakta srimana. Therefore, Kamsa, he was waiting as that child appeared in 8 months. Then as the pregnancy developed and developed, Devaki became even more beautiful. In fact, a great effulgence was coming from her. We should not think that Devaki gave birth to Krishna just like an ordinary man and woman through seminal discharge. This is not a fact. Vasudeva Maharaj, who always carries the Supreme Lord in his heart, he transferred the Lord in his heart into the womb of Devaki by mantra. Just like tomorrow, many devotees will have the good fortune to take initiation. At initiation, the spiritual master transforms the form of Sri Radha Raman, Radha Krishna, that is in his heart. He transfers that into the heart of the disciple through mantra. So this is not any mundane man and woman relationship. Therefore, as Kamsa saw the effulgence of Devaki, he became more and more fearful, more and more afraid. Described, even the demigods used to come to the womb, to the prison house, and offer prayers, not to Devaki directly, but to the womb of Devaki. Therefore, as due course of time, on midnight, on the Astami, at very dark, then Devaki gave birth, the Supreme Lord appeared from the womb of Devaki. As a 16-year-old boy, with 4 hands, in one hand he carried club, discus, in the bottom 2 hands he carried a lotus flower and a conch shell for offering benedictions. Then because Mathura is situated halfway between Vrindavan and Dwarka, there is a mixture of moods. There is a mixture of opulence, but there is also a mixture of sweetness in Mathura. Therefore, Devaki, when she offered her prayers are astonishing. Blah, blah, with the Supreme Lord, you are all-pervading, you are the cause and the effect of everything. Out of your own mercy, you appeared. But please, we request you, because if Kams finds out you are here, he's going to kill you. Therefore, please cover your form and take the form of a small baby. Therefore, funny mixture of Devaki's bhava there. Then Devaki, Vasudev Maharaj, as he was chained, when he saw the sun, and he said, my son, Krishna. As soon as he said that, then the chains that were binding him became opened. The doors of the prison house opened up, and Vasudev Maharaj, he took baby Krishna, Mathuresh Krishna, upon his head and was going towards Nanda Gokul.
Because so, Krishna has told baby.
Baby Krishna had said, don't keep me here, take me to Nanda Gokul. So Bhagavatam described this. When Vasudev Maharaj was going to Gokul, that time there was one yellow jackal who was...
Yellow jackal.
Yellow. No, he was yellow.
Jackal.
Jackal.
Only jackal will do.
You know, in Buddhist temples, it's always yellow. So. So that jackal who was incarnate, he was Sankarshan. Yogamaya. Yogamaya followed, and he followed that because the Yamuna was very deep. Therefore, how he'll cross the Yamuna, that jackal went first, and he followed. Then Yamuna, she is a great Bratanta Kashyapata Adipatan Harini. She is a very great devotee of Krishna. She wanted to see her Lord, but she could not because he was high in the basket. Therefore, she swelled up, and when she was about to go over, then Krishna extended his toe and touched her. Then she subsided. So Goswamis have described one explanation I have heard. That time that Krishna, Mathuresh Krishna, went in the Yamuna and original Krishna came in the basket. One explanation is there. So Bhagavatam described this. But at the same time, Bhagavatam describes in a hidden way the appearance of Krishna in Gokul. In the language of Guruji, he says, Krishna appeared in Mathura, but Krishna took birth in Gokul. Yeah, because we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are not so much concerned. Okay, there's better language I can use. We are not so much concerned with the opulence of Krishna. We prefer to look at the sweetness of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna manifested his opulence in Mathura, but in Vrindavan.
As Narayan.
As Narayan.
Yes. Aishwaryamur.
Aishwaryamur.
Because he came in the form of 400 and.
But in Vrindavan, he manifested even more opulence, but that was covered by the sweetness of Krishna's childhood form. This is not completely described in Bhagavatam, but our Goswamis have extracted it. So there in Nanda Gokul, Yasoda had also given birth to a son. It described even in old age, Nanda Yasoda had not had a child. But Nanda used to describe, oh Devi, one very attractive, beautiful boy is in my mind. And then Yasoda would say, I also have seen the same boy. How can we bring him to this world? Then Nanda Baba suggested, well, Dasarath Maharaj also wanted a son. By performing yagya, fire sacrifice, he got four very good sons. Then Sri Yasoda Devi said, but the child we want is millions of times even more attractive and beautiful than Ram. Then we cannot get that child by sacrifice. Therefore, they performed the vrat of Ekadasi, the Udvadasi. They began fasting on Ekadasi. Therefore, tomorrow is Ekadasi. This is Krishna, this is Bhakti Janami, the appearance place of Bhakti. Therefore, that child came in the womb of Yasoda and described on the Ashtami at midnight. Then she gave birth to two children. One child who was first was Yogamaya.
Krishna first.
And second Yogamaya.
Then was Yogamaya. Therefore she is called the small sister of Krishna.
Vishnu Anuja.
That's the small daughter of, small sister of Krishna. Hmm. Therefore when Vasudev Maharaj came, he took his Krishna, put it there. Because Yasoda, she was by the influence of Yogamaya, she was unconscious. Therefore, he could not see the Yogamaya there. He could only see he could not see Nandanandan Krishna. He could only see Yogamaya. Therefore, he took his Krishna, put him down, and took Yogamaya upon his head and went back to Mathura. So when Kamsa heard the crying, then he came down. Oh no, it's not a boy, it's a girl. Those demigods have cheated me again. Then he thought better to be safe than sorry. He took a child and went to dash it on the ground. It flew out of his head and gave him a kick in the head. And she took the form of Astabuj Durga, eight-armed Mahamaya. Because Kamsa hates Krishna, he is against and opposed to Krishna, then how he can see Yogamaya, even though Maya she is one, but she appears in two surups. Those who are opposed to Krishna, she appears as Mahamaya. Therefore she said, fool, and chastised him, and disappeared in the air.
And told that, your killer has taken
birth somewhere else. Foolish Kamsa. So, meanwhile, Yasoda, isn't it? She came and she saw Vasudev's Krishna, when he put it down, it merged in the original form of Krishna, that is Nandanandan. Devi Yasoda, because of the influence of Yogamaya, could not understand. She had given birth to two children. Neither Vasudev Maharaj could understand that Yasoda had two children also. All was covered. So,
thank you.
Yasoda had given birth to, she gave birth to Nandanandan. Then how much happy she was. Meanwhile, Nanda Baba, who had been painting, he was at the Goshal waiting. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Then one servant came. Baba, time to put some color in your hair. Time to tie your pagri. You have given birth to a son. Therefore, Nanda Baba, he felt so much ecstatic, isn't it? And he had a big festival. That is called Nandotsav. Nandatiya Nanda Baya Jai Kame Aoki. Nandatiya Nanda Baya Jai Kame Aoki. Happy Gauri Kauki Jai Kame Aoki. Calm down. They were very happy. They began dancing. So Sukadev Goswami, he was so happy when he was describing to Parikshit Maharaj the appearance of Krishna, because Parikshit Maharaj was from Kshatriya family. Then Parikshit Maharaj wanted to cover the fact that Krishna was actually Gopa. He wanted to explain to Parikshit Maharaj a little bit that Krishna was a Kshatriya. But Sukadev Goswami was so happy at the appearance of Krishna, he said, Nandastu Atmaja, when he explained the birth of Krishna. Krishna is the direct son of Nanda Baba.
Nandastu Atmaja Utpanne.
Also, Nanda Baba, before the cutting of the umbilical cord, one must give charity before the cutting of the umbilical cord, not before. Therefore, Nanda distributed 900,000 cows, huge mountains.
How much?
900,000.
9 lakhs.
9 lakhs.
9 lakh cows he distributed in charity. Those cows, is it one time someone gave a cow to Gurudev, Durvasa Rishi? It only had 3 teeth. Then Gurudev said, in Kali Yuga, people give those cows to the sadhus. The cows are useless. But none of those cows were not like that. All of them had their first calf with golden horns and silver plated hoofs covered in silk. 900,000 cows he gave. Even Baba gave the own jewelry off his own neck to the Brahmanas. To Brahmanas, he gave mountains of honey and sesame seeds. And he said, all Brijvasis, be pleased. All Brijvasis, bless my son with a long life. Therefore, that was Nandotsav. So,
thank you.
Then Putana was coming, but I was left off.
Very good. Oh, you. About Putana. Oh, you. Nemi Maharaj. About Putana.
Microphone, please.
Putana. Putana killed. Tinkling like.
Jnana Jitasya Jnana Shlake Chakshuran Vitaṁ Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataka Vyascha Vasindha Vyayavacha Kutitanam Bhavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. of my obeisances to my Diksha Guru, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and to my beloved Shikshan Sanyas Guru, Rupanuga Bharat, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present, headed by Chaitanya Digant, Hare Krishna. So, when Krishna was a very small baby, Kansa became very anxious. So he began sending demons into Braj to kill Krishna. So Putana,
not only Braj, everywhere. Those who are taken birth in 10 days or 10 days after.
So he heard that his worshipable deity, Durga, she had told him that your killer has been born somewhere else. So then he wanted to exterminate his killer. So he sent his messengers and extremely noxious associates everywhere, killing the small children, small babies. So one of these was Putana. Putana was very, very competent. She was very, very powerful, which before this had happened, we should know, first of all, Kansa, he's very powerful. Sometimes he used to throw elephants around in sport. When the Kobalayapida came into his camp, and he threw back where he came from. So he's not an ordinary person, not an ordinary demon. So he was fighting with Putana, and Putana was defeating him. So he said, I think we should be brother and sister. So we'll look after each other. So then he sent Putana to Braj. So she came into Braj, although she was an extremely wicked, ferocious demoness. These demons, they like to take small children, they kill them, they suck their blood, and then they eat their flesh. So horrendous personalities. So Putana was like this. So she took the form of an extremely beautiful lady. So beautiful that everybody thought that she was a goddess of fortune. They were stunned by her beauty. So she walked through Braj, twirling her clay lotus.
Like sister.
Everyone, even when she came to Yashoda's house, Yashoda thought, oh, I'm Krishna's baby, or really this is his mother. She became so much wondered. So Putana said, oh, I want to give this beautiful baby, I want to love this baby. So she took on her lap. She had put poison on her breast. So when Krishna saw Putana coming, he was just 6 days old, very, very small baby. He closed his eyes. So our acharyas have explained, why did Krishna close his eyes? One thing was, because he is a demoness in the form of a lady, and he knows he's going to have to kill her. So this is inauspicious. Another thing is that he didn't want to see anything so inauspicious as this demoness. Putana came in, and she saw Krishna, and she could see this is a very powerful baby, like a sword in a scabbard. So she took Krishna on her lap and put him to the breast. She had this very, very deadly poison on her breast. Krishna, still with his eyes closed, he began to suck her breast. But he didn't just suck the milk, if she had any milk. She didn't just suck the milk, but she sucked out her life air. He sucked out her life air. She began screaming, oh, baby, child, child, get off, get off. She was trying to pull Krishna off. Later on, when Krishna was older, Mother Yashoda, when she was feeding Krishna, and the milk boiled over on the stove. So she said, oh, get down, I have to attend to the milk. And Krishna was hanging on with all his might, with his arms, with like a baby, a monkey. With his arms, with his legs, and also with his mouth. And Mother Yashoda just put him off and put him on the floor. Get down. But Putana, being so strong, more powerful than Kansa, who's more powerful than 10,000 elephants, couldn't pull Krishna off. No love. So Krishna is thinking, oh, you've come to me. I don't want to let you go. Then Putana, she began to fly away. She assumed her real strength. She flew off to Mathura because she was hoping that Kansa could save her. But she didn't make it. And she fell down on the ground. Actually, she fell down in Kansa's pleasure garden and broke everything. So she assumed this huge form, 8 miles long or 12 miles long? 12 miles long. So gigantic. Then Mother Yashoda fell down in a faint. Everyone was so perturbed. Very, very inauspicious signs were coming. And they all ran and ran and ran. And then they found this gigantic body. Instead of a very beautiful lady, her teeth were like the plowshares on a plow. Her mouth was like a cave. Her breasts are like mountains. What else? Abdomen like a lake. Very horrendous. And there was Krishna simply playing on her breast. So they took him off, and they dusted him with dust from a cow's tail, and then they performed purifying ceremonies. And Mother Yashoda chanted elaborate mantras on every part of Krishna's body to protect him from further harm. In the meantime, Nanda Baba, he'd gone to Mathura because he thought previously he'd been a little lax in paying his taxes. He really hadn't respected Kansa Maharaj. But now he thought, I've got a baby, I want to make sure there's no trouble with Kansa, so we go and pay some taxes. So he'd gone to Mathura, and in Mathura he'd met with Vasudev. Vasudev didn't want to let on that he knew that Krishna was in Braj, in Vrindavan. So he said, oh, I'm very happy to hear you had a son in your old age. How is he? And how is Rohini's baby? Like this. And then he said, you know, there's going to be very serious disturbances in Gokul. I think you should go straight back. So Nanda Baba then, he took these words very seriously, and they began to go back. And then on the way back, they saw this gigantic body. And he said, oh, Vasudev must be expert astrologer. He could see these disturbances coming. So after this, they cut up the body, and they stacked up wood against the body and burnt it. And there was a very beautiful aroma. Because the body of Putana had been completely purified. It had been touched by Krishna, and Krishna had sucked her breast also. And wonderful to relate that because Krishna, although she came in a very treacherous way, offering a semblance of maternal love to Krishna, but still Krishna accepted her in the capacity of a woman, her mother. So she got a place in Golok Vrindavan, not Gokul in Braj, but in Vaikuntha Vrindavan, where Krishna's worshipped in Aishwarya. She got the position as assistant to Mother Yashoda there. So afterwards, Uddhav, he was very astounded. He said, Aho Bakiyam, oh, just see that Putana, she came trying to poison Krishna, and still Krishna gave her a place just like mother, as a nurse. So who is more merciful? Of whom else should I want to take shelter? Because we want to take shelter of a very merciful personality. So most merciful personality means that he'll give the most mercy. So here we're situated at the lotus feet of most merciful personality. And with this I shall end my speech. Hare Krishna.
We have one announcement. Shripad Bhanu Maharaj is reminding that tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock a.m., the initiations, the devotees who will be taking initiation from Srila Gurudev, they must